This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I've got an amazing guest today, very excited, Chancellor Hantz. Kent Hantz is a lawyer, a former U.S. congressman, actually defeated George W. Bush, a Texas Tech chancellor, and most notably a native Texan. With the launch of his new podcast, which I'm very excited about, it's Kent Hantz, the best storyteller in Texas, and we're going to ask him about that. He shares stories from his legendary life on themes relating to leadership, politics, and great friendships with some real characters. Chancellor, thanks so much for spending a few minutes today.
Well, it's my pleasure to be here and visit with you. And also, I hope that I'll tell a few stories that people will be intrigued and they'll go look up Kent Hantz, the best storyteller in Texas, and listen to us.
I'm not going to give anything away, but I've listened to each of your episodes so far, and I learn something each time. I'm usually bent over laughing at some point as well, and inspired too. So you have a real gift of storytelling. How do you get the claim? And I believe it because I'm with you on that. How do you get to take best storyteller in Texas? Where did that come from?
That everyone that I've talked to has always said, you're the best storyteller in Texas. And a few of them expanded beyond the geographical reach of Texas. But, you know, I've always been a pretty good storyteller, and my dad was. He always had great sayings like, no matter how thin a coin may be, it will have two sides. So on every argument, you know, there's another side. So you need to wait and listen to that other side as well.
I like that. I'm not going to give away, I'm not going to spoiler alert, but your last episode about going to the wrong funeral is one of the best stories I've ever heard. And excited for our listeners to have that. So let's keep that one as a surprise. But give us, you know, this is the Business Leadership Series, and just getting to talk to you is enough. But I would love to hear from you just maybe some of the best leaders that you've seen. I know you've worked with so many of the top leaders in the world and the nation, but I was curious, who's one of the biggest maybe servant leaders that you've ever met that by example, you were just impressed with their leadership style?
Well, I tell you, the top ones that I've ever met, President Anwar Sadat, President of Egypt. He was a very humble man, but very strong, very passionate, and was just a great leader. And then Margaret Thatcher, I happened to be around her a couple of times and I just watched her. And then an unusual one, and philosophically I disagree with him everything, but Deng Xiaoping, who was the leader of China, and was not but about 5'3", something like very short. Met with him for 2 hours one day. I had Chief Justice Berger with the U.S. Supreme Court with me, and we had a long meeting with him. And that was the time that they made changes in China from everyone wearing the same gray clothes to having a little entrepreneurship and encouraging people to invest and be in business. They didn't get the same liberties and freedom that others enjoy, but they did make a move into encouraging their economy. And I think some of the leaders here in the nation, I think Ronald Reagan was great. He could communicate so well and people liked him. President Reagan, I was at Camp David with him one time, and he told me that people want to vote for someone that they'd like to live next door to. And everyone would have loved to live next door to Ronald Reagan. I mean, he was a great leader and a good person. And when you were talking to him, it was like you were the only person in the world that he was concentrating on. A lot of times in politics, they'd be shaking your hand and looking over your shoulder to see who's next. And he always took time with you and was a great communicator.